Once immediate, as said Friday, that Sudan's government and the largest Darfur rebel group, the Sudan Liberation Movement, have agreed to sign a peace plan in Abuja, Nigeria, where the talks are taking place. But two of the rebel factions have rejected the proposal. Mediators describe the acceptance by the Sudan Liberation Movement, led by Mini Minawi, as a major development. But they also say the approval of the two other factions is needed to make the deal workable. A delegation of 14 prominent tribal leaders from Sudan's Darfur region arrived in Abuja Friday to lend their support to restore peace talks. Mohamed Riga, leader of the four tribe in southern Darfur, told VOA that they were in Abuja to help the rebels resolve the stalemate.
We came to help them and to advise them and to talk to England people in Darfur and the IDPs and the refugees so eager to come back home and to begin their life from beginning. We are advised them to do it now, not tomorrow, now.
Frequent infighting among rebel groups has impeded the talks, as the groups often had difficulty agreeing. The proposed peace plan will call for a referendum in Darfur to decide whether to create a single administrative region, but only after fighting has stopped and national elections have been held. The deal also calls for disarmament of militias linked to the government, the integration of thousands of rebel fighters into Sudan's armed forces, and a protection force for civilians. Included in the political provisions are guarantees that rebel factions will have the majority in Darfur's three state legislatures. But the rebels did not get the national vice presidency they had sought. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.